Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is entirely God's idea and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 22 and verse 13. Abraham looked up and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. For a few days now, Abraham, Isaac, and the ram written about in our anchor scripture has danced about in my mind and on my spirit. So today, on a day many call Holy Thursday, a day before the day many Christians commemorate the death of Jesus, I thought to bring to you my contemplations about this ram. Abraham was childless for many years. It looked as though this was a serious issue. Neither he nor his wife could have kids. They even seemed to have gotten over the sorrow and were just living their lives, not minding if they had kids or not. Even as I say this, I am minded that there are people listening to me who have desired and waited for children that have not yet come. Abraham eventually had children. So I pray for you in the name of Jesus, if you're one of such people, that the God of Abraham will give you the strength to conceive and bear your own children. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will carry the children God will give you to term and they will be a blessing to you forever. Okay, so Abraham had no kids. Now, by a major miracle and act of God, Sarah, his wife, conceives at a very old age, bears a precious son whom they call Isaac. Isaac grows, becomes a good boy who brought great delight to his parents, and suddenly the God who gave him to his parents asks for him back. Sacrifice your son to me. I gave you the son, now give him back. Abraham gets up early the next morning, and I believe that there are lessons we can learn from Abraham's story, but I no longer have time to digress. He gets up, takes the lad to sacrifice him, and just as he is about to do so, the Lord stops him, tells him to look up. He does, and then he sees a ram caught in a bush, and that ram is sacrificed in place of Isaac. In verse 16, the Lord says to Abraham, I will bless you because you did not withhold your son from me. You see, a ram was given in place of Isaac, and yet in the eyes of God, it was Isaac that was killed on that altar. In a few days, we will be celebrating a similar substitution that took place. But this time, you and I, were the ones supposed to be killed on that altar of sacrifice. God stepped in right on time and provided a substitute. In our case, it was the spotless, sinless Lamb of God. Jesus. It was a divine exchange. Yet after the Lamb had died, in God's eyes, we were the ones who had died. My dear family, if Easter does not renew your feelings of gratitude to God, I don't know what else will. One major thing that I am particularly grateful for this morning is this, the substitute, the entire issue of substitution, the substitute itself as well, was God's idea. We were not tasked with the burden of finding a substitute for ourselves. Imagine if God allowed us to come up with our own plans for salvation. We will be finished. Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a bush. God had already secured the substitute. For us too, the lamb had already been secured before even the foundations of the world, Revelation 13:8. The God of justice had already prepared a substitute for us. Jesus was entirely God's idea. And for this, I urge you to be eternally grateful. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory and praise for what you did for us in and through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.